Hello.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are you,
Gwen.
Diane?
How you doing?
Fine. How are you, Diane?
Good. Good,
Good.
thanks.
I was a little worried because I was the first one on. I thought I was
I'm
in, didn't know if I was in the right spot or not.
usually the first one on. So are you stepping in for Ross?
No, I am an applicant tonight for the land trust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got two projects on the agenda.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I did read the agenda. I'm sorry.
Hi,
Didn't make
Jonathan.
them. Hello. Can you hear me?
This is Jonathan Gourley. He's vice president of the land trust, and this is Diane DeNunzio. She's an Inland Wetlands member and also a land trust member.
Hi, Diane. Nice to
Hi.
meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Usually come in right at 7
Is Ross going to
or
be here
6.
tonight, or is he?
He wasn't feeling well, and yesterday he was pretty sick, he said, and then today he said he felt better. So I don't know if he's going to be on or not.
Okay. Yeah,
But
I know
Michael,
his surgery is coming up really soon.
it's the 24th, actually. It's
Oh, it's
tomorrow.
tomorrow? Wow,
Yeah,
okay.
so I'm not sure what's going on, if that's going to be postponed or not, if he is still not feeling well.
Oh
We'll
yeah,
have to wait and
that's too
see.
bad.
Yeah. Don't think Dave's coming on tonight either, Dave Lynn. We'll see.
Does Alyssa usually attend these meetings?
Yeah, she
Good.
does. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, she's usually here. Like I said, they kind of roll in at right at stuff at the time they're supposed to be here.
Hi, Jim.
There's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
He's like a deer in the headlights. That was like I was when I saw you. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Doing, Gwen?
Mike.
Mike, you on?
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Hey, Jim. Or
Hey, Mike.
Just waiting for 7 o'clock to officially get here.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing, Mary?
You're muted, Mary.
I'm well. How's everybody tonight?
Good,
Great.
thanks.
Good. Good to see you, Diane.
Good to see you too.
Is Ross coming tonight?
I believe he is not. He has taken the night off because he has a busy day tomorrow. So,
Okay.
so just waiting one more minute. Oh, here comes Alyssa. That's good.
Hi, Alyssa. Hey,
Hello.
everyone.
Hey.
Yeah, Ross is taking the night off for medical reasons, so he will be joining us for future meetings. As vice chair, I will be running the meeting tonight, and it is 7 o'clock, so I believe we can get going. First thing on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Folks have a chance to review it. Any comments?
Looks fine to me.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
A second.
All vote to approve, say aye.
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 Vote to not approve, say no. The ayes have it. Agenda is approved. Okay, second thing on the agenda is public comment. We have members of the public here. I believe they're here though for two of the applications, but if they have other issues they'd like to discuss, now's the time to do it. Anything? Nope. You're gonna wait for your permit. Okay. No problem. So that completes the public comment portion of the meeting. Approval of minutes. If anybody had a chance to review the April 28th meetings, there was no May meeting. That's the first thing I questioned. Why isn't it May? And then I forgot didn't have a meeting in May. So if everyone any comments on the April 28th reported meeting? No comments? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes meeting for the April 28th meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Jim Lurch. Second?
One second.
Second by Diane. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion's passed unanimously. April minutes are approved. Okay, on to new business. Inland Wetland Permit IW-264, 40 Brandy Street. Now, the Bolton Land Trust asking for planning on removal of trees and scrub at 40 Brandy Street, excuse me. Gwen, would you like to talk about the permit
Yes,
application?
hi. Thank you for accepting this application. And I'm here on behalf of the Bolton Land Trust. I'm a director, and I'm here with Mary Terhune, the president of the Land Trust, and Jonathan Gourley, the vice president. And we actually have two projects on the agenda tonight. I'll be addressing the Brandy Street project, and Mary and Jonathan will be addressing the West Street project. So Alyssa, would you be able to share your screen? Great.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
We'll just start with this one. I'm assuming that's all right.
Yes. And
See if that makes
yeah,
a
so
bit
this is
better. Oh.
and then could yeah, you're gonna rotate it, right? That's good.
Is
Okay.
that okay?
Yes,
Yeah.
that's perfect. So the first thing I wanted to point out in my narrative description of the online application, I made an error in terms of the size. I said that the cut was 100 square feet in a wetland and 200 square feet in the upland review area. That was wrong, and I apologize for that. It's 100 by 100 in the wetland and 200 by 200 in the upland review area. But then further on in the application, I actually did the calculation of the acreage correctly. So
Yes,
the
Gwen, I actually did update that.
Oh, good.
In there, it's just the person who puts together the packet had already exported the permit before I did that. But your permit has been updated to reflect that.
Great.
Just
Thank
not the
you.
packet. Yeah.
Thank you. So the map that you're looking at is a 1992 subdivision map, which was done by Bob Gorton, who lived at 32 Brandy Street, which is the property that you see to the north with that circular driveway. The property to the south was donated by the Gorton family in 2024 to the Bolton Land Trust. And you'll see that looks like there's a house there, but there is not. That was a proposed house lot, and there was no house ever built there. So I just wanted to you to you can just ignore that the house, and you can ignore that proposed driveway. So you see in dark blue is the outline of the wetland that was delineated in 1992, and the blue is the 100-foot regulated area. And the green area is the proposed cut area. The purpose of this project is to improve the health of this fairly small stand of trees. This area was received, the property owner received a permit in 1995 to do a timber harvest on the property, and all of this area was cut. And if you could, Alyssa, it would also be really helpful if you could show those photos that you took.
Yeah, those I also added to your permit, but those didn't make it into the packet either. So I'm just going to stop sharing for 1 second while I find them in your
Okay.
actual current permit.
Great.
It
Thank
just
you.
got exported too quickly, too early,
Okay.
rather.
So you'll see that the this tree area, it's there, the environmental ecological value of these trees is really fairly low. They are all the same species. I think it's birch. I'm not quite, I mean beech, excuse me. They're all the same diameter, they're all the same height. They're blocking out the understory. It's just a group of about 30-year-old trees that has very little ecological value. And the wetland itself, and Alyssa, I'd like her to add to this, is if you walk through it, you probably wouldn't even know that it is a wetland. It was delineated by soil type, so we know it is a wetland, but there's no wetland type grasses growing in there, no other wetland vegetation growing there. There was no standing water when we were out there with Alyssa. So we want to remove these trees because we're also having trees removed out by the road. There's a very old stone wall. The stone walls line Brandy Street most of the way. And we're going to be removing the trees by the stone wall. And at the same time, we thought it made sense, since we are going to have a tree cutter there, to also remove these trees that you're looking at. So these photos show you that diameter, all the same species, hardly any understory. And what we would do in this area is either have it be meadow, which would require some more intensive maintenance. We'd probably have to cut it once a year at least, or we would allow it to grow back as early successional forest, which the DEP has identified as a priority for them to, they're encouraging people to create early successional habitat and forest on their properties because it encourages wildlife, and there's not much of it left in the state. So we haven't decided which way to go with our long-term plan for that, but we do know that the first step would be to take these trees out of here. So it's about a quarter acre of cutting in the wetland and about a half an acre of cutting in the upland review area.
And this first photo here is actually a photo looking into the wetland that I took. So you can see, like, there's barely like a topographical shift, but this area, if you can just barely see it, is the wetland, and the whole thing looks like that. Just for context.
Yeah, thank you. So I didn't have I that's about all I had to say about this, unless Jonathan and Mary wanted to add anything.
I would just add that in addition to the types of trees there, the area is heavily inundated with vines of both grapevines and other invasive like Oriental bittersweet and poison ivy. So it's not a friendly forest either to walk through, is one of the reasons we're trying to clean it up.
I don't have anything further to add.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, Jim, do you have any questions?
You're just trying to make a nice forest here? Is there some kind of plan to use the property for something in the future? What's the plan long term?
Yes, the area to the north. If you look back on the sketch, the area to the between the property, the northern property line, and the proposed cut area, we've got we had a herd of goats there twice, I
No.
believe, and they did a lot of great clearing for us of the low shrub material, and we're hoping to keep that as a meadow. So the meadow would kind of wrap around where you see it says existing parking area. It would come in there, it would turn north, and then wrap toward where you see the shed, that square box. And so that would be meadow, and there's an area that used to be a blueberry patch, a blueberry patch. And there's some other, I think somebody said horseradish is growing in there, and maybe some asparagus in there too, left over from when the Gordons were there. So we would keep that as like an island garden with meadow around it. And then we hope to someday put at the southern, along the southern border, a trail that would go all the way back. And this property is large. It's a 58-acre property, so it's long and narrow, and it goes all the way back to the Andover town line. So we were hoping to put a trail in that would go in and loop around it and come back. So, but we first we love the fact that there's this historic stone wall out by the road that now the trees are have taken it over, and we really want to reclaim the stone wall because it fits in with it, because we know Rochambeau's troops marched right by that stone wall. We want to make that visible for the historic aspect, and also just because we appreciate the aesthetics of stone walls. So we're going to be cutting that. So it's going to look like, I mean, we want to be good stewards of our properties, and this is one of the more visible properties that we own in town, and we want to show people that we cherish what we own, and that we can take good care of it.
Wonderful.
Is the parking area, you talk about existing parking areas, that parking area exists now?
Well, it exists in terms of you can drive a car on it. It's cut. That's all. There's some stone base left from the 1995 timber operation. So if you scuff up the vegetation a little bit, you'll see that there's a base there. But we have not added any material, and if we do anything with that parking area, we're never going to pave it there. We might just make it a little bit bigger. But right now, as Jonathan said, poison ivy is an issue, and there's quite a bit of poison ivy in there and some other low vegetation because the goats did a good job, but that was last fall and stuff has come back.
How big is that parking area?
Oh, 30 by, it's 30 maybe in toward the proposed cut area, and maybe you might be able to drive 40 or 50 feet to the north. Is that Mary and Jonathan? You think that's a.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to drive back there with my truck, but it was, I think the existing parking area can really only hold maybe I would say 4 or 5 cars at most, and that would mean stacking them in there too.
Okay, thank you.
Are you planning on using this parking area? And it sounds like you want to put a trail in here going to the back. Is that the intention of the land trust?
Probably, yes.
And the goats are going to come back regularly and do some trimming.
We think they might. We do have a good relationship with Lucas, and he moves his goats all over the place. So we are thinking about bringing them back in. I don't know if we have a definite plan for that yet.
They
We
were
do.
back in the spring this year. They came back in March for like a weekend. So they had done some chewing on it to keep it down a little bit, but everything's been growing pretty quickly through the summer.
So, Alyssa, do we need a permit for this work, or is it just a right of owner, or?
So Ross and I had discussed this, and just because of the work within the wetlands, he thought that it wouldn't be as of right. But that's not an explicit thing. Like if you guys think it should be as of right, it's up to the commission. Because it's a forestry operation, that is a possibility, but the only reason we didn't do this one as a jurisdictional ruling from the get-go, like we are the following, the project that we'll be introducing after this is just a jurisdictional ruling, because that one is definitely out of as of right. This one, it's sort of up in the air. It was brought forward as a permit, but if you believe that since it's a forestry operation, regardless of the work in the wetlands, that it should be as of right, you can vote on that.
I have a question. I'm not 100% up to date on forestry operations. Is that any removal of timber, or is that only if you're timber for purposes of harvesting and selling?
It's a little bit ambiguous in the language, and it's not super pertinent to your ask, I think.
No,
I
in this
think it
case,
can
they're
kind
applying
of
for
be
the
either.
permit. They're not going for jurisdictional. I agree. I was just curious if that was the case or not. So if
A
it's not.
timber harvest doesn't have to be for sale, I believe. I think it can
harvest
be
it for the
just
sake of clearing. Do you
cor
anticipate using
correct,
any
but
heavy? Go ahead. Sorry.
just that with a typical timber harvest, if the cutting wasn't in the wetlands, like physically in the wetlands, then it would be no question that it was as of right. It's really just the because it's happening physically in the wetlands
Okay.
instead of just in the jurisdictional area.
You had something else you wanted to say, Jim? Did you have something else you wanted to say, Jim?
Yeah, so I was wondering if there are good plans using heavy equipment to do this work, or what's the disturbance to the soil?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we are, I don't know the answer to that. We are using the same cutter who cut the Bobcat Woods property, another land trust property, and he that was to create early successional forest. And so he is familiar with land trust mission and goals, and but I don't know what the equipment is that he's using. And we have not we do have a proposed contract with him that's in the works, but we didn't want to finalize the contract until we came before you and heard what your ruling is. So I haven't asked him that question, and I apologize. I should have had that information before I came before
Yeah,
you tonight.
because there is specific machinery that's used just for wetlands removal of timbers, right? There's a
Yeah,
specific.
there's low pressure machinery.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would be available if he's familiar with this forestry work. I think that's pretty widely available. And that could be a condition if we decide to go the permit route.
And I just wanted to clarify
Also
too that
you.
this is not a revenue, a source of revenue for the land trust at all. We are not, there's nothing to sell here. These trees are not worth anything. And so we are not getting any revenue from this at all. It's just it this is really a conservation cut.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with letting the land trust go in here and do this work. If it's all light in nature, you're not really turning soil over or really disturbing things other than cutting the brush and your goats working away. I don't have a problem with just having this be a right of ownership approval.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way too. I just have a couple questions myself. All the brush that all the felled material and any wood chipping that'll be all removed from the property, correct?
He's going to leave the chips. And then we're going to have one of our directors has offered to spread them. And if you don't want them spread in the wetland, that's understandable. There are other places on the property where they could be spread.
Yeah, I think we don't want them in the wetland.
No.
Okay.
So that is definitely going to be a condition.
Okay.
And is this an intermittent stream by any chance? Because it kind of looks like it on the plans.
Is what?
The wetland.
It was sort of just a low quality seep wetland. Yeah, so it extends into this next property over here, but it's this whole area. Like it's a
So it's
there's
like
no inlet
a
or
lower
outlet.
area with a little mound in the middle, and the lower area over time collected wetland soils, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah, basically. It's probably just a result of the development in the area, honestly, that kind of pushed the water that way. Especially if this has been used since like colonial times.
Okay. What time of year do you plan on doing this work when?
We were hoping to do it summer and fall of this year.
Okay, that would be best. 'Cause in the event it does get wet at different times of the year, better to do it during the dry months. And if you do, no, that's all the questions I have. So I guess the question is just, do we rule this to be a jurisdictional ruling? I think Jim indicated you're in favor of that.
Yes,
I would tend to
I don't
agree.
think it's significant. I think if the land trust is getting good stewards, and I think they can do this just fine. If you tell them you want the chips out of there or something else, I think they can do all the work and not have an impact to the wetlands, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have lots of reasons for not wanting the wood chips in the wetlands, but there's no need for us to go into that tonight. But Diane, your thoughts on the jurisdictional ruling?
I'm fine with that too. I was just concerned about the wood chips in the wetlands, so I would
Okay.
not want to see that either.
So I would be in favor of a jurisdictional ruling with conditions that wood chips aren't placed or left in the mapped wetland, and and also if any soil is disturbed and open and sediments exposed, that sediment control is completed. Hay, you can place mulch hay or and some seeding in the event that the equipment disturbs the soil in either the wetland or the upland area.
And perhaps maybe make sure that we use the right machinery in that area as well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and then you
low pressure
appropriate
machinery.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so I propose that we approve the jurisdictional ruling with those conditions set forth. Any additional comments?
So approved as of right, you mean? Like,
Yes.
okay.
When we approve it as a right, are they still required to meet the conditions we set forth?
So yeah, it's different than how like a permit works, because it's basically just like a letter stating this. But it's essentially like we can ask them to do those things,
Okay, and I think that works
they
great in this
will.
case because, as Jim noted, the land trust is a good steward of the
Right.
environment, and so we have full confidence that they will follow
Yeah.
the recommendations.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'll just put all of those requests in the letter that I present to them with the approval of the JR or as of right within the jurisdictional
Okay.
ruling. And
So, correct me if I'm stating this wrong, Alyssa, but all those in favor of approving this as a jurisdictional right, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Great. Thank you very much.
Think it's a great idea. I love that you're going to save the stone walls too. So
Yeah.
important. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I'm excited to see early successional habitat because you really don't see it much. So it'll change a little bit, like the procedure, like the fee that you pay to the state will be returned. And I think that's the only thing that would affect you. The rest is just like administrative stuff on my end, just to change names and things. Just because this isn't really a permit, it's been approved as of right, Gwen. So, but I'll be in touch, of course, with that.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're
Thank you.
welcome. Yeah.
Okay, great. Just give me, I apologize. I need to just send this one text out really quick.
No worries.
All right. Sorry for that little distraction of mine.
No problem.
Okay, on to the second item of new business, jurisdictional ruling Question on Zero West Street, the Bolton Land Trust again on erosion control work and a drainage inlet. Someone would like to address this from the Land Trust?
Sure, I'll start with that. And I don't know, Alyssa, did you have any photos of besides the map or anything? I wasn't sure if you took photos when you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. I
Okay,
have all
great.
these.
Okay. So this is an area on our trail where some water is flowing from east to west. And we had a consultant out to the property, Mike Rosato, who is a retired employee from the National Resource Conservation, NRCS. And he's been working for them for about 30 years. And the reason why we called him is because he's really well known for coming up with solutions that use existing materials on site to solve problems, the best way you can solve the problem without it being something you need to put a lot of money into and something that's going to not stay repaired, should I say, for a long, long time. These are just photos that he had sent me of an idea of how we wanted to do this repair, almost like a stone chute, using, if you go back to that first photo where you can see all the, not that one, up a little more. Yep, this is kind of where we were. If you see over to the right where those three stones are, that's pretty much where the area is. That tree that has the marker on it is already leaning over. It's already been pushed over by the water that flows by there. And what we would be doing is actually using that tree stump along with the rocks that are already there to create, like it showed in those other photos, almost like a stone chute, just to break up that water when it goes over this area, so it won't erode this specific spot quite as fast as it has been. And again, we're going to be using, pretty much everything that is there on site for materials that we can create a chute to disperse the water, but not be bringing in a lot of materials with a lot of big equipment. We might need a little bit of, final stone on the top or something just to lock in some of the larger stones there, but that would probably be it. The majority is going to be using the materials that are right there on site. I don't know if Jonathan had anything to add to that.
Yeah, I'll just add that the reason why this particular area was of concern is because it's a very narrow choke point for our boundary with our neighbor. And there was so actually right in, I believe, well, actually you can't see my probably my cursor, but the dark trees on the left side of the photo in the upper left-hand corner, the property line is right there. And where the trail marker is where it drops off into the black ledge. Drainage. And so there was this very narrow portion of the trail that we were concerned was going to start eroding, and all of a sudden we wouldn't have a place to put our trail anymore. And so shoring up this little seep area with larger rocks that we were able to find within the black ledge here, you can't, it's too bad that the vegetation's come up because you can actually see when, a couple months ago before things sort of leafed out. There are a lot of larger rocks in there that we're going to be able to use, move around, and essentially shore up this area to keep it from eroding with existing rocks.
Great.
Yeah, so I just want to add, this area doesn't meet it's not a wetland, and it doesn't meet the definition of an intermittent water course either. It really is just like a drainage way, basically. So the water comes from the neighboring property. Over here, there's a very steep slope, so it runs down this way across the trail and then down this little drainage way. And that's the problem, basically. So there's really no wetlands per se, but it is within the Blackledge watershed. But yeah, this is basically just like all of this area that you can see is kind of now hollow here, used to be trail. So it's kind of eroding away the trail at a pretty decent clip. And yeah, I kind of was looking in there when I was on site, and there's quite a few hardy like rocks and trunks and things like that that are there, that if they just sort of place them in a little bit of a better area, it'll be able to armor this little swale a lot better, so that so much sediment doesn't get down it, and then into the Black Ledge eventually. But there's sort of like a series of drainage ways, like non-intermittent watercourse drainage ways that kind of go into the kind of satellite streams and then into the Black Ledge itself, like the marsh. So, oh, you can actually see it really well here. So, this is the Black Ledge Marsh. And then you can kind of see there's like a bunch of little kind of satellite streams. And what we have up here is like just kind of a drainage area that's basically been carved away. But yeah, when I was on site, it did not meet the definition of an intermittent water course. But it is likely within 100 feet of one.
What kind of equipment are you going to use to do this work?
I think.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, I didn't hear your question, Jim.
What kind of equipment are you going to use to do this work?
Go ahead, Jonathan, if you
I think Mather had a small, which it, right next to the neighboring property has a woods road that goes right down there, and he was going to be able to bring, I think, a small bobcat like thing to be able to move the rocks, something with a thumb so it could pick them up and move them pretty easily. Am I right on that, Mary?
Yeah, there is an old existing cart road or whatever that was there, and that is how he will get in. So he won't have to come in from Coconi Drive on our existing trail. It's going to be pretty much almost coming in from the, well, next to the Dean Cabinetry area.
So if he tears this area up with his piece of equipment, are you going to put up a silt fence and rehay it and protect it again?
Well, considering we're kind of dealing with the erosion here, and that's the last thing we want to do is tear anything up. I mean, I'm sure whatever we're if there's any damage from the equipment, we're going to fix it. I can guarantee that. That's in our best interest because it would contribute to the erosion right in that choke point.
But you want to stabilize it fairly quickly, afterwards.
I have a question. What are the dimensions on this? It's really like a drainage ditch you're putting in. What's the length? What's the height drop? How long length?
I wouldn't call it a drainage ditch. I would call it a drainage dam, because we're going to be moving rocks so that the existing drainage ditch doesn't erode further back.
So you're going to divert the water to another location on the slope?
It's more though so that it can infiltrate through larger rocks and not remove material, but water can flow through it, and not continually to eat back across the trail.
They mean more like a check dam, not like a dam.
Yeah, not a
Good
dam.
clarification there.
But we're not adding a lot of material in the, across the trail per se that's going to create a to add to the ditch.
And you're putting the
It's
check dam at the top of the trail?
to on the right in front of the where that trail marker is.
Oh, so
Yeah, so
about
they're,
4 or 5 feet off of the trail.
it's really hard to see from these pictures, I
Yeah,
think.
it is. They're armoring the slope down and they're going to put sort of like a check dam in line with this tree. Just using existing on-site materials. And for your question about dimensions, it's probably a 5 foot drop, about maybe 6 feet wide,
Sounds about
roughly.
right.
Yeah, I'd say.
So is the
I
area
feel like I
just
could.
behind these stones is all you're talking about? It's not going down the trail further. It's just a localized area.
No, it's just right
Exactly.
here.
Yes,
Yeah.
very localized. And we'll even be using the tree stump itself of that tree with the marker on is already tilted and beginning to erode away. So we're going to use the trunk of that as
part of that check dam along with the stones in the area.
Is there
Yeah, you can see it's been like undercut, this tree that used to be an actual tree, but the erosion undercut it, so its roots are kind of just hanging right now,
is this
right
the
here.
remains of the stone here remains of slope protection that was installed previously?
Most likely. That's my guess. It
And
could
did
be just like scoured out from the amount of water, but it seems like years and years ago, I'm sure somebody tried to put some stone here to armor the slope.
this area, I was
It could
sorry,
be
Alyssa, this area
scoured.
is interesting because it was the location that was heavily excavated for 85 road, was it? And so there's actually old infrastructure in there too, but they're old gravel pits that were created from the mining of unconsolidated, gravels, glacial gravels for the construction of 85. And so it's been heavily modified even along the banks of the Black Ledge that aren't necessarily natural.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just asking that. Like, and like, if I were out there, I would look for evidence of like a pile of cobbles that maybe washed down the slope at some point in the past, just as an indication of as to whether or not the stone being placed or the stone that's out there is of adequate size to protect the slope. And the other question I would have, and the other concern I have is, do we need like a filtering layer, typically on a riprap design for a swale or a channel or even a side slope? You have, if you're placing larger stone directly on just soil below it, there's a good chance the fines below the larger stone can still wash away. And we typically handle that with a filter layer, either of gravel or geotextile.
So I wouldn't recommend it in this case, just because of the it's so far away. Like we're like hundreds of feet from where it actually starts to meet the definition of a water course. So where it's like it's a pretty good ways away from
Yeah,
there's
I
plenty
don't know
of
if I'm
space for it to
not
settle.
I wouldn't suggest that it's required. I'm just suggesting something that should be considered to ensure it's
Yeah,
only
I
done
don't know if this area would require it. I think laying that down may, because then they'd have to get the surface that it's on smoother than it is. Whereas right now, I think the
well, if it's an
purpose is
engineered
just,
system, yes. I don't know if this is not to be an engineered system, so I don't know if that's the case.
correct.
So
Yeah.
it's something I
I
can.
think just kind of armoring
It's
the
something
slope
that's.
with
It's
some more
really.
rock is.
It's not. It's we're a commission. We're not a design firm, so I'm not going to
Right.
require it. I'm just throwing that idea out there. So,
Okay.
but I, just as part of the discussion here. So those are just my
Gotcha.
thoughts. Any other questions or comments? Jim?
You might want to, if there's an area, if this is, if water's being focused into this one particular spot that's eroding real bad, you might want to divert the water uphill and sheet flow it and get it further away from everything and rather trying to aim it here. So, but it sounds like all your work is being done by hand almost, which is fine, but just try to spread the water out and push it away from your area of concern here.
Yeah, actually, a check dam upslope, like placing one up on the hill, I mean that's a ways away from anything. That wouldn't even be a wetlands consideration probably, but placing like a stone check dam or even like a log or something or a chip berm up here to kind
The
of try to
problem is
create.
some of it's not our property.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
And you're talking about making a check dam with the larger cobbles that are out there, correct, John?
Yeah,
Yes.
you're
Okay,
arranging
more than
stones, and it
cobbled
seems like
boulders.
mainly you just want to try to fill this area up in with the native stones around here. I'm just saying, if you can recontour the area immediately uphill of it and get the water to run away from around this area a little bit, it might be helpful.
You just have to
That
be
was a
careful.
consideration.
No, you have to get careful not to just relocate the problem, though.
I agree. You
Yeah.
gotta spread it out. You can't concentrate it in a new location. You gotta
Yeah,
seep
you need a
water off
level
in a new
spreader.
location.
But if they don't have the upslope property, then I don't know if
Then
that's
you
viable.
can't.
But even just like right here, like right on the other side of the trail, I think some sort of like not engineered, but even just placing some large well-placed stones could create a sort of check dam, though, in that area.
Anything that breaks up the flow and
Yeah.
spreads it
Spread the
out.
flow out. That might be a good idea.
That's exactly what our consultant said, to break up the
Oh,
flow.
good. Okay.
I mean, that's
Yeah.
essentially what he was recommending to, because we couldn't work upstream. It wasn't our property. The idea of placing these stones is to break up the flow.
Okay.
And you're just gonna have a light, small piece of equipment help you out here, and that's it.
And handwork, yep.
Manual labor.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, maybe you can help me out here, being a past chair. Jurisdictional ruling, do we vote on that or not?
I would just say that you approved it as of right.
Yeah, you
Same
could.
as the last one.
We can do that one, yes, and that's it. But I don't think we. I just have a vote or take a vote that just says that we feel that this is an approved right as a right
Okay.
application, and hopefully I think the land trust is very responsible and that they'll follow the kind of thoughts we've thrown out here.
Very good. Okay. Any motions to approve this as a right?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Jim, seconded by Diane. All those who have approved, vote to agree that this is a right, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it passes. Well,
Right.
thank
Thank you
you
very
very much.
much.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
folks.
Land trust has
Welcome
some
to
work
stay,
now.
or you can move on. So, your choice.
Goodbye.
Nice
Bye-bye.
meeting
I'll
you,
be in
Jonathan.
contact.
Hey,
I'll be in
Greg.
contact with you guys.
Okay, great.
Talk
Thank you
well.
about
All for your
Later.
yeah,
Talk
you had
later.
a good constructive ideas too. I appreciate all the advice.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Bye,
Thank
Mary.
you.
Good night.
All
Good
right.
night.
Good night.
Talk to you
Bye.
soon. Bye. Bye.
Okay, on to the next item in the agenda. I see old business listed, but I don't see any bullet points for old business. So I think
There
I'm
is
going to move
none.
on to the wetland agent's report. Alyssa.
Yeah, so it was a pretty busy month for me. This season, I'm just doing a lot of ongoing inspections because there's quite a few. Notably, I did my very, very final inspection for 148 Brandy Street, which was actually one of the first applications that y'all approved when I first got here. It was like my first kind of big project that got approved that I was inspecting. So it was a little bittersweet because it's been 2 years of inspections on that. They came back for modification. It was like a big, like his backyard is completely different than it was now. And I was really happy to see that he had finished up. He had like fenced off the backyard, like fully, like chain link fence. So in perpetuity, like no one's gonna touch it, which is great because it's a really high quality like swamp back there. So I was really happy to see that. That was on, he asked for that on a modification, like later on, that wasn't on the original permit. Anyway, I also went to 65 Shoddy Mill for the first time since the fall, and I saw more tadpoles in that wetland than I think I've maybe ever seen in one area. An incredible amount of bird activity too. It was actually remarkable how good it looked and how quickly the wildlife moved in. Just the before and after of how it looked after, the violator had filled it and it was just totally barren, like not even grass was growing. And now going in there, it was like you could like take kids there for a like educational thing on wetlands. It was like one of the most beautiful deep basin wetlands I've like ever seen. So that was really happy. I was really happy to see that. 217 Hebron, which was the it was a young man who was building a raised ranch. It was approved a couple months ago. They started work actually. So like they broke ground. So I've been going out there to see a couple other 273 Hebron as well. And yeah, everything is good. There's no real issues with any of them. Everyone's following their permits to a T, and yeah, it's just all been it's been pretty smooth this summer. So yeah, that's what I got. Any questions on any properties you were hoping I would mention?
In the April meeting, you mentioned some potential violations. Did you track those down? You haven't mentioned them
Oh, I
tonight,
did.
so
I
I'm
thought,
assuming that
oh yeah, we didn't have a May meeting, right?
right, yeah.
So yeah, so I can't remember the addresses. One was 142 Brandy Street,
Yeah, that's a known violation.
and
I didn't
yeah,
get any
so
updates.
well, it was supposed to be, yeah, big update. So I sent a letter out, and then the I sent a letter asking for the owner to contact me so that we could, you know, I didn't, the letter that I sent was not a notice of violation. It was actually like less than that, because you have to be super careful not to require any like remediation actions. And it's pretty tough to do that when you're writing an NOV. So what I do, and this is actually suggested in that book, What's Legally Required. I think you all have a copy of it, is just to send a letter just saying, this was, I noticed this, and this may be a potential violation of our regulations. So it's not requiring anything. It's basically like a warning and just asking them to come to me and explain. So he did, and he was like, there's a map on file. So I was like, huh, I hadn't seen a map when I was researching for this one. So I found this old from the 90s, I think. It was an old permit. And it was a wetlands permit. And there was a delineated wetland area on it. So I was like, oh gosh. And it completely avoids the area that the chips were in. I don't think I said this. That The 142 142 Brandy violation was wood chips in what I thought was obviously wetlands, but it wasn't actually wetlands. It just really looked like it and was kind of next to them. So that one got totally resolved. The property owner was really kind. He contacted me within a couple of days, and he was like, "Hey, like I've already gotten a delineation done. I have a soil scientist here. I've talked to the commission, like." This isn't wetlands. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I found the map he was referring to, and obviously he was right. So that one was totally resolved. There was another one on Brandy Street.
Another one on Brandy Street.
11 Goodwin. Oh, yeah, Goodwin. I want to get to last, actually, because that is more going to concern you guys. There was another one on Brandy Street that just Ross had pinged me on. There was just a lot of fill coming in, and he was concerned because there's wetlands on the property that there may have been a violation occurring. So I looked into it, was able to get in contact with the property owner via phone, and it was just truckloads of process that were coming in because they redid their driveway. That's all. So, and there are no wetlands in the vicinity of the driveway. It's like way further back on the property. So that was also a no-go.
Okay.
That one didn't even get to letter stage.
Okay.
What was that? Yeah, so 11 Goodwin, Rod Parley was the one who brought this to our attention, and the chair of the Conservation Commission, and I recently saw him, and he gave me some more aerial photos. He had like printed out some aerial photos for me to look at of the property. It does look like there's some like cars and stuff parked n near a brook, kind of next to a brook. There might be some debris in the area. It doesn't look like anything loose, like dirt or anything like that. So it is a little bit unclear whether this would actually constitute a violation because it's not necessarily against the regulations to like park a car in the upland review area. So I think that's kind of going to be up to you guys to determine and see what you want
Are
to
they
do.
parked cars or abandoned cars?
Difference.
Unclear. Yeah, well, and that would definitely be more of an issue for zoning, I think, if they were abandoned. I
True.
guess we would be concerned about fluids and such, but let's just see. So from the photos, I believe I sent the photos. Did I send them to everyone or just Rod?
I didn't see
Not
them.
sure.
I didn't see any photos.
Does it seem like he's impacting the stream back there? There is a stream back there. I know that. Intermediate stream.
Yeah, there is. And in these photos that I'm gonna pull up, you can very much see it. Like there's definitely items next to this stream. It doesn't appear that there's any like floodplain, so it would be in the upland review area and not the wetland or in this case watercourse. But
Is there any
all right,
soil
here it
disturbance
is.
around it that you could have erosion that could go into the stream during a wet season?
It doesn't appear that way, to me at least. So I found the photos that Rod had sent. So there's kind of all these. Oh, this is hard to.
The wood chip
So,
pile back there.
yeah, there's a bunch of wood chips here and like
You talk on
several cars. What?
the other side of the trailer there. He's got a trailer with ramps on it. It looks like wood chips behind that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's big piles of wood chips here and back here.
What
So
it
there's that. What?
what address is that again? I'm sorry.
11 Goodwin.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And then this is a photo down the stream. So there's this like kind of makeshift bridge here. And then that's all I can see for debris. Like, I mean, I don't even know if it would really be considered debris, but that's the only like item I can kind of see. Looks like there's a drainage pipe. But it doesn't really look like there's anything like in there. There's a retaining wall up here. So
So
this
that
one's a
one's
little
probably a
bit
bit.
unclear. It could be a violation, but I don't necessarily want to go after someone for doing something that a lot of people in town do. Because it's not super obvious to me, at least, that it's a direct violation. So I just kind of wanted your guidance on what you think I should do for this.
Yeah, and you confirmed that is there a map floodplain or floodway in this area?
There's not a mapped one, and to my eye, there is no floodplain. Which I guess now that I'm a soil scientist, I can determine that. So there is no floodplain. You can kind of see that though, like just how steep it is up from the brook. But yeah, this is just like the brook itself is the water course. And there's no floodplain, at least in this area.
So it
So,
does seem like you're able to determine behind that big pile there what's going on, if he's really has an impact on the stream or not, the intermediate stream.
yeah, well, I think that this is a photo of what's going on behind there. So this is a photo from kind of taken from over here looking this way, and it looks like everything's kind of in my opinion, fine down here. It seems like these chips back here are.
So all those wood chip piles, I mean, it looks like there's a slope coming up from the bottom of the stream, a retaining wall, and then another slope. So those wood chip piles, are they atop the slope on a flat area, or are they're not
I
on the
so
side?
I believe what I believe is that there this is the area. So can you see my cursor on the
Yes.
screen share?
I'm very familiar with the area. I drive by it daily. The wood piles,
So what
if
do you
you look
think?
down here, the stream goes down and turns to the right. The wood piles are to the right.
Interesting.
Like behind that forsythia bush is the wood pile
Oh, over
behind
here?
that. It's on the right side, not on the left side. Right.
Oh, okay.
And they're
Yeah,
much,
so Rob.
and I can't really see what the wood pile's doing back there necessarily.
Okay, I see.
But it's, yeah. Area to the left of in this photo, the area to the left of the stream is stable. The guy put a retaining wall in there.
But
It's
this isn't
like
11 Goodwin, the retaining wall?
that's
Okay.
25 Goodwin or whatever. It's another
Okay.
up the street next door.
So it's up here that they are. All right.
The pile is behind that forsythia tree in the photo.
Yeah, so we can't really see what's happening in that
No,
actual
you
area.
can't.
Okay.
I've been concerned about that, but I don't have information as to what he's doing back there.
Okay,
Yeah, quite a bit of
so.
equipment back there. Is it's activity there, but I don't know what the impact of the stream is.
Okay, so is there, like, on the other side of the stream or downstream or something, do you know of any property that I could maybe get access to that the owner would let me go on to get a view of this at all? Or even just like a house number I could
No, you'd have to go
try
down
and see?
to Lake Street and you go down to Lake Street and take a left, and there's a house right in the corner, which wouldn't be helpful, I don't think. But the house after that, there the stream goes through his property and then under Lake Street and on into the town of Manchester, into the Arisk.
Okay.
So yeah, you have to. And that guy had a permit with us a while back. He had, I don't think he's there very much. I'm not sure
Okay.
what the address is. I could get it for you if you want. It'd be Lake Street.
Yeah, I would appreciate any like leads to be able to see.
Leads.
Because yeah, I thought the
You
whole
got a man
time
out in
that
the area.
this was the property.
No.
So,
No, this
yeah,
guy
if it's
has
down here, I can't see.
a sewer repair business or something he's running out of here. That's what the truck is for. He's got an excavator
Yeah.
there a lot of the time, and he's, if you look at to the right, there's a house there, obviously, but there's,
Yeah.
he's kind of fenced off that whole area, so you can't really see what he's doing back there at all. You see that
Okay.
back in a little small mason dump there, there's a trailer there, and you can see on top of the trailer is a trenching box.
Yeah.
He uses that for when he's doing, I think he does sewer repair work a lot. So
Okay. All
he's pretty active.
right. Yeah. So obviously, like these cars here, I'm not concerned about because
Yeah,
it's
they're
not an
not there.
issue. But
Yeah.
yeah, but it would more be like if anything's coming down here. I just thought that everything was nice and neat behind this retaining wall, but turns out that's not even the same property. So that's why
No,
I'm glad
behind
I,
that. Behind the trailer, behind a pile of wood chips is where your concern is.
Okay.
Back in the woods.
All right, so I'll try to figure out a way
Let's see if I
to
can get
go
an address
look.
for you of the property, the house on
Yeah, and I'll see if I can get it on near maps or anything like that.
that
And
house isn't really occupied too. You probably just walk in there and
okay.
oh.
All right. Yeah, so that one's TBD then. The other two, the two Brandy Street ones are non-issues. I've contacted both of them and determined that they were both out of wetlands and no prior issues to wetlands either. And yeah, so now this is the only one that is kind of open, besides, of course, our very much ongoing violation on Notch Road. But that's all I got
So what is
for
going
those.
on with Notch Road? Where is it stand now?
Nothing. It's basically just waiting on, like Ross said, that he had gotten names when we were at Kakiwick the like Wetlands Conference. He said that he got names of some people who could maybe complete a report. I still haven't been able to get in touch with our original contractor that was hired to do this, George Logan. I still haven't talked to him. So I really like kind of don't know. The I guess issue at this point would be whether the agricultural exemption still stands. That's not an easy thing to prove. So I'm not really sure what you guys want to do with that. There's a bunch of like historical filling on this property from like an old logging road that the property owner wouldn't be liable for. I know zoning has also been looking at this property and been looking at some possible violations related to like running a business from a home in an area not zoned for that. So it's just sort of like the acute violation that was already fixed was the chips in the wetland that already got cleared out. So
There's still chips
now,
in there.
well, the pile that we like originally were talking about, like the one that got us all onto this was cleared out, and I went after and confirmed that.
Well, you
There's
should go
chips.
again because there's more chips back there.
Okay.
Well,
Yeah.
I have some opinions about all this, I'm sure.
I we need to Ross needs to be involved because I'm not really sure what the goal is at this point.
Yes,
But
sir.
yeah, I'll go back and take a look and check, make sure that they haven't put chips back into the area that they had already cleared them out.
No, there's definitely chips being back there again.
But in the
There's.
same area that they got cleared. Yeah, I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah, I don't
Thought it was
either.
pretty
But
clear
they
that
want to.
So
Yeah,
yeah, I'll.
and I just have a question about the that George, the soil scientist. How does one now that was last year that he did all that work?
It was over a year ago, I
And
think.
so
It was
why
definitely
can't
last
we
year.
move on anything like that? Like, why is it something that just kind of hangs on?
So it's because George
I just
never.
don't understand why.
Yeah, no, I don't really either. So we had contacted.
We didn't hire him technically. Wasn't it the property owner that hired him?
Well, the property owner hired him, but he was hired. We were the beneficiary of this, and in our conditions was to provide a report of findings. Now, George had charged an amount that included that report. Then, when he did the delineation, he said that it took longer than expected and wanted more money. The property owner agreed to give him that extra money, which I don't think is right because George agreed to do the report and the delineation for a set amount, but the property owner agreed, and then George never replied saying, yeah, you can send a check here, yeah, this amount, yeah, like completely just disappeared off the face of the earth. So the reason it's at a screeching halt is because we have no report. And so there's nothing to really go off of, especially if this were to like go to court at some point. Like we have nothing to actually look at. We have some flags that are on a map that show us where the wetlands are, but we don't have a wetland scientist's report of the area,
And
which
how
is really what we need.
do you as a wet how do we as wetlands we're a team here. How do we go about getting that? How do we go about doing our job to get that when
So,
I think
That's
Ross
kind of
could
the
answer some
issue.
questions. I think Ross has been in this. I think he was going to talk to the town administrator about some funding to get the report. But maybe we have to
Ask
call
him.
Ross or hear from Ross a little bit more about what happened here.
Yeah, he was kind of.
Yeah, because
But.
George is just like he will not respond to me about any project, not just this. Like he won't talk to me. I've had other people try to contact him for me. He won't respond to them either. It's like he literally has dropped off the face of the earth to me. And like we even talked to the lawyer, like the our town's attorney about this. And he basically was just like, we can't without like going to court, we can't like obligate him to do this. It was in his He sent me an email breaking out the hours he would spend on each thing, and he allowed a few hours for this report and charged that to the client. So if I was the client, I would be really upset, but he's not responding to him either. So it's I don't even know. He just kind of took the money and ran, honestly.
Well,
Town
because we
attorney
don't
doesn't
have
have any
anything.
opinion on this.
Pardon me, Jim?
The town attorney doesn't have an opinion on how to proceed with this.
The town attorney's opinion was what I originally met with the town attorney for was because I was upset that George was charging this the owner of 37 Notch extra money to do something that he had already charged him for. I thought that was wrong. So my meeting with him was for that purpose. And in it, he said, "Do you really want to ruin a relationship with someone over $300?" That was the advice. And I said, "No, I guess not." So then we tried to contact George over and over and over again from multiple different phone numbers, multiple different emails, and nothing at all. But
Well,
the whole
what I might say.
point wasn't the whole point to get information about what was going on with that property?
Yes.
So we're
Well,
at a
and
standstill and nothing's being done. So that is more behooves the people that are violating inland wetlands procedures, right?
right, but they would need to pay more money, and there would need to be someone who does it.
But if I
Neither
may,
of which we have. Yeah.
just go beyond what the lawyer is saying, though. So rather than giving someone $300 who's non-responsive, would we be better off maybe spending a little extra money and just hiring a different wetland, a soil scientist?
Correct, but I don't think that that is quite honestly fair to the violator if we're making him like pay even more money to someone else. If the town were to do it, then sure. If we
But
were able to get the funds.
we're willing to pay the 300 extra. Would it be just
No,
the.
the 300 extra was to come from the owner.
Oh,
The
okay.
300 extra, yeah, the owner agreed to pay the 300 extra. And I just he already got charged an arm and a leg for a reportless delineation. So it's just getting to the point of ridiculousness. And so
It
if the
sounds.
town is able to cover it's not going to be cheap to get someone out there to do a report on an existing delineation.
Okay, so yeah, no, it sounds like the owner has to go out to the guy he hired who didn't deliver.
Well, what's his incentive to do that? He has no incentive to have this soil scientist come out there and do
Isn't
anything because he's in violation, and yet we can't prove it because it's at a standstill. So Well,
what's
it's
the
just to resolve this. Like he's in active violation still. And I mean, he was in, like, he's shown through this process relatively good faith in the entire process of hiring George. Like he paid him promptly and let him on his property multiple times. Like we can't punish him for that, you know? It's he's done everything we've asked him to, at least I thought.
What was the purpose of him hiring the soil scientist? Was he trying to say that the area wasn't a wetland?
No, the George just delineated the wetlands. So we got like an actual boundary of wetlands because we didn't have that before. And George was supposed to then deliver a report on said delineation, which he never did. So we have the delineation now. I have like the points in a GPS package, but we just don't have a report.
But can't somebody else pick it up from there and do the work?
They can, but the problem is the money. Where's the money going to come from?
So if we have
We need
the
to
delineation.
involve Ross in this discussion.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Ross absolutely needs to be involved.
Yeah, so I'd say we should table this or put it on the agenda for next month's meeting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's on every agenda.
It'll be on the next agenda, and hopefully Ross can rejoin us at that point. If
Yeah.
not, we'll
Okay.
let All right. Next item and others was seven in the past meeting was discussions of reviewing proposed updates to the wetland regulation. I think we'll table that for now.
Yeah. Did
Ross.
you just send me, Mike, the that cover sheet that you had made with all the changes?
Yeah,
Could you send me that
I will
so
do
I
that.
can I'm going to try to get it on a Board of Selectmen meeting so they can approve.
Not a problem. Okay.
One next week. What's
What?
that? There's a meeting of the Board of Selectmen next week.
They usually push us back quite a few meetings.
Yeah, I will have you I'll send that out right after the meeting tonight. It's immediately located right on my computer's desktop, so I don't have to go looking for it.
Awesome.
Okay, that's I believe is
I have another item.
yep, number eight.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
This maybe could be in a future agenda. I'm remain very concerned about the wetlands behind town hall and that bank behind the town hall.
Thank
And
you, I
I don't know
forgot.
where we stand with it now. What happened to all that? We're gonna do some borings out there too, I believe. And it seems like falling off the face of the earth there. Maybe
Yeah,
for
they haven't started work back there. I don't even think they have a contractor.
I'd like to get an update from it in the next meeting. Put it on the agenda for the next meeting to discuss where that is.
Actually, and Alyssa,
Okay.
can you set up a meeting between myself and oh my God, I'm blanking on his name because of the NAR.
No.
Who?
The oh, I'm blanking.
R.
Would it not?
Jim Rupert?
Rupert, Jim Rupert, yeah, last
Oh,
name
okay.
Rupert. Just to go over the status of both the sewer meeting, the sewer contract, and the future board work contract. Ross had asked me to
Good.
meet and discuss it, just to see where they're at and what the status is. And I think it would be beneficial if you were there too, and maybe if you could set it up.
Be happy to attend if I can. I think I can.
You two could as long as Ross didn't.
Yeah. So we don't
But
have to
if
call.
Ross did, then one of
Well,
you would not be able to.
it. And while
I
he's in,
could. Okay.
Jim and I can easily just be there, and I think Ross would be happy with that.
Okay. So that this is for both projects behind Town Hall?
Yeah, we just want a status update on both projects, see where we're at.
Okay.
One,
I
right?
mean, I can get the status update and report back to you. Is there a reason to specifically have like an in-person meeting?
Sit down and look at
I'm
the plan.
happy to set it up, but
There may be questions that arise in the plan review and or contract reviews. So if they have any potential contract, what's the
okay.
contract? So just like I guess we would call it an onboard review of the current status. Would you agree with that, Jim?
Yes.
And I'll mention that when I send you the information requested for, I'll put that request in for the request in the meeting in that email.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay. And I have it written down too. All right.
And I'll just let Ross know that Jim and I are requesting this meeting and that it'll just be Jim and I attending, so to avoid a quorum.
Okay, perfect.
Refresh my memory. Was it that they're going to take some borings out there? They were going to go right through the wetlands with their thing, and they put it right up against the bank. But I think the next step was them for to do some borings in the wetlands to see what.
Yeah, in the wetlands and outside. They just needed to do test holes to make sure that the material would be appropriate for the
The
system that they're
end.
basically.
Well,
Just that it could support the pipe.
more importantly, they need to know that bedrock's not going to be there because that's
Right. Yeah, that's yeah.
a factor in their operation. And they would also need boring information for any, they're going to need some support on the sides of the trenches potentially. I'm not sure exactly how deep they are. If it's a very wet area, they'll definitely need site because we don't want to, we don't want an open cut going out 10 feet to either side of the bottom of the trench. We want it to be a trench excavation through the wetland.
And I'm still concerned about that slope being a town hall, and they're going to need some shoring there to stabilize that when they run it back there.
Where the chips are, you mean?
Yeah, if
Right
the trench there too, you're not only
now.
open trench open, you're also supporting a facility. So requires a little extra engineering. Okay, so I'll send that request into you when I send that information that you're requesting. So we'll both
Okay, perfect.
in that email, and that should take care of that.
Great.
Yeah, I was confused, Jim, when you sent that email. I thought you were indicating there was ongoing work, but your concern was proposed work.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything. I think we talked about some boring and all that stuff, and
No, I
didn't
it's
hear
been.
anything. It just kind of fell off to I wanted an update, that's all. I
Yeah,
agree.
definitely.
I think and setting up that meeting will be a good idea. A quick onboard. It doesn't have to be anything extensive. We're not going to be there half a day or anything. We just look. I imagine the plans are going to look a lot like what we've already seen. So,
Right.
and
Well,
that.
get the best results then. A little more information.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think right now that it just nothing has happened because they haven't. I don't even know if it's gone out to bid.
It was such a big rush to get us, we were told the permit has
I
to be done now. And then crickets.
know. Hurry up and wait.
Okay. Item 8, we discussed 40 Brandy Street already. Application status is on there. And I guess that's for the deadline for the jurisdictional ruling was the 27th of August. So that no, that's actually the swale one.
So
But we made that
that's for,
ruling.
yeah, that's for the tree cutting, but you approve that as of right as well. So
Oh,
that's
that
pretty
yeah,
much
right.
not applicable anymore. They're both as of right.
So
So,
we've met that deadline.
yeah.
And that's the last item on the agenda.
I
Anything else?
move return.
Jim moves to adjourn. A
A second.
second, all in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Hi.
Aye. Opposed?
Have a nice night.
Take
Good
care, everybody.
night. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thanks,
Yep. Night,
Alyssa.
everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Thanks, Mike. Michael.